Blog
Praise
Talk
the Lord.
Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is your girl.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless everybody. This is your girl, Prophetess Sherita Furlough. And I'm telling you, you're tuned into Great Awakening Christian Radio today. We have a dynamic speaker, a guest, and we're just going to jump right in because we only got like 27 minutes. And I believe God has a word for us today. We're going to be talking about health, right? A topic that most Christians avoid and ignore. I have an inspirational speaker here today. She's an author and a lifestyle strategist. Amen. And not to mention, she lost over, okay? We're excited to have her here on GABRadio.org. And Tanisha, are you on the air?
I'm here.
Okay. She lost over 140 pounds, okay? So you know you got to tell our listeners how you did it. But first of all, I just want to say welcome, 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 welcome.
Thank
to
you
GAB
for
Radio.
Me. Thank you.
Amen. And we're excited to have you today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. We're excited to have you. And so we're just going to jump right on in to our interview. And we, again, thank you so much for stopping by. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, Tanisha, who you are, where you're from. Talk to our listeners.
So I am I'm from Brooklyn, New York, lived here my entire life. Professionally, I'm an educator. I teach primarily adult education. And my journey turned me into an author, a speaker, a coach, and always being a teacher. So that's pretty much who I am, and I'm excited to always have the opportunity to share my story to just encourage someone, even though they may not take the action steps immediately, just so that they will know that the journey is real and that there are people out there who are doing it the healthy way and the way that God intends for us to live it.
And that's what I love about you, because the way God has used you to lose this 140 pounds, is inspirational to a great big community out there. So we're just going to jump on in with our first question. At what moment did you decide that it was time for you to lose the weight?
So my journey was a little bit different. Some people, they start in a doctor's office. I was actually on a Monday night in October 2012. I was laying on my bed, and something just told me to get on the scale, like weigh yourself. And as odd as it seems, I just got up, and I said, let me go, and I just weighed. And when I got on the scale, I did not receive a number. I received two letters. And those two letters indicated that I was over the capacity of my scale. And when I looked at the box, the maximum capacity for my scale was 350 pounds. So all I know is that on that day, October 15th, 2012, I was over 350 pounds. So that was really when it was just like, no matter how great I felt, I was what I call the BBW, a plus-size diva. I was cute.
Right.
But at that point, my health mattered. And that's when I took that step.
That's powerful. Now, how did you overcome? Because I know it was a long journey, all right? But how did you overcome? And I know every day is still, even after you have met those goals, every day is still a struggle. Tell our listeners, how did you overcome? Go back in time, connect with our listeners, and let us know, how did you overcome those obstacles?
So the first thing that I had to do, and I think that was the most unique part of my journey, is that I called out to God. Now, prior, I've always been a believer. I knew that God was real, but I never depended on God. So that day was the first time that I really cried out and I asked God for help. And what I realized now is that God basically, he took me and he showed me the way. So when I would feel defeated, when temptation was in front of me, I really had to, like, that's when I had to learn how to pray. That's when I had to learn how to stop, don't react to everything, because my reactions was leading me to eat the unhealthy foods. My reactions was leading me to be lazy. So that's when it was like, stop, pray, talk to God. If it's something that you can't deal with and you can't change, then guess what? It's no need for you to even worry about it. You need to move on. And that's how it really started. And then as I continue with the journey, I think the more that I help other people and I shared my story, it gave them inspiration, and it motivated me to just stay on this journey.
Wow.
Because now I realize that I was placed on a platform that, one, I never signed up for, but I knew that's where God needed me. People were looking to me saying, because of you, I canceled my weight loss surgery. Because of you, I decided to drink more water. You know, it was just those moments where I'm like, wait, I'm thinking it's all about me. I'm thinking that this is my journey, nobody else, it doesn't matter. But God keeps showing me by bringing those individuals into my life to tell me, like, no, it doesn't matter, because I need you to help them. There's someone out there that really, that might be their last opportunity to make a change. So if you don't share, if you don't stay motivated, then guess what? That means that you're really giving up on them. So that's how I really stay motivated, by helping other people.
Wow. That's powerful. Now, you know, anytime you're doing something positive in life, you're always going to have some restriction or something, a force fighting against you. Did you have a lot of support from family, friends? Tell us a little bit about how you overcame that.
So my family was very supportive. My mother has always been trying to get me to lose weight. A little other back history of my health was, although I wasn't a diabetic and I didn't have high blood pressure, I still suffer from chronic back pain. And my mother was really afraid that the weight would get so severe that it would actually cripple me. So that was my biggest fear. So when I didn't tell anyone what happened. No one knew about the scale, maybe until like the first 40, 50 pounds. I kept it like under wraps. I didn't want anyone to know about that embarrassing moment. And when people started to see me change, you know, my mother, my sister, they was just like, you know, keep going. They was motivating me. The few friends that I've had, they, you know, they always have been encouraging. One of my friends, she was always making salad. So now she saw that I was embracing salads whenever I would go to dinner with her. She was just like, go ahead, girl, I'm proud of you. My spiritual mom, who was also at the time, she was my boss. She was not one to eat vegetables. And every day she would make it her business to say, okay, come on, let's make these vegetables. This is going to be our snack before we go home. So I really had some great supporters. But then as always, you have some people that just don't believe. You have people that will look at you and say, oh, girl, I saw you lose weight before. You're going to just gain it all back. And I just had to learn to just push those people to the side and just stay focused and surround myself with those that were encouraging me and just keeping myself encouraged by having them around me.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Powerful. Now, I know you have your own business and helping others with weight loss, but give us a couple of tips that you can share with us, to especially, you know, those that are in ministry, women, but not just in ministry. I mean, it's a serious issue, and I think that Christians, we tend to ignore that God wants us to be healthy. And so what are some tips that you have that you can give us today?
So basic tips, the stuff that we always hear, you know, I'm an advocate for drinking water. You know, I think a lot of us, we kind of ignore that, the simple stuff, like pushing yourself to drink as much as 100 ounces a day. Don't worry about the whole calculations as to, you know, the body weight multiplied, divided by whatever they say. Like, just try to be very intentional when you're doing that. One of the things that has definitely helped me is I intentionally eat vegetables for almost every meal throughout the day, from breakfast, lunch, dinner. and vegetables, you know, not just saying lettuce, like really understanding the nutrients that goes into kale and spinach, like the real dark greens, and trying your best just to add those to every single meal. If you're going to have an omelet, make it a vegetable omelet. Fill it up with all of the vitamins and nutrients that you need. You know, those are like the easiest things that we can just start doing. And have fun with it. You know, I think a lot of times, like the one thing I love about you, you know, like you're doing like the walking and you're whenever you're showing it, like you're smiling, you're really enjoying it. And I really, I love that because that's what I want people to see. I think when we're looking at weight loss, we see a lot of the before pictures. They look sad. They look depressed.
Right.
And I'm like, stop showing that image because that's not what weight loss is about. You're supposed to embrace and love this lifestyle. So those are the things I always say. And then coming from the kind of spiritual realm, I think we tend to forget that God truly wants us to be healthy. We tend to ignore that part of health. And, you know, we're like, well, you know, people say, well, God is a healer. God is absolutely a healer. I have seen God heal.
Right.
However, the problem is that God, I feel as though that some people don't experience healing from God because he knows that he can't trust them because they won't maintain it.
My God, that's powerful.
To be able to maintain, it's just like, don't ask for a BMW or a Beamer if you're not going to put the right gas in it, if you're not going to go get the oil you change, if you're not going to keep like God wants to heal you, but he wants to be able to say, all right, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to take this diabetes away, but I'm going to trust that you're going to drink more water. I'm going to trust that you're going to eat more vegetables and not have pizza every day and have burgers. I'm going to trust you. And a lot of people forget that. So then they get angry with God and they feel as though, well, God doesn't care because, you know, he didn't heal me. No, because he knows that your mind is not being renewed. And that's the one thing when I read Romans 12, the second verse, that touched my spirit. Because that was God showing me, this is what I did for you. I helped you change your mind. Your body didn't just change, your mind changed. You stopped thinking that it was just about the weight. You start realizing and identifying the true aspects of this lifestyle that was making you unhealthy. And that's what people don't want to do. So they just look at it, well, I'm going to just be big and I'm going to just be fat. And that's no. If you want to really see your weight come off, you got to start tackling the issues that is causing you to have that issue. And that's the part that a lot of people don't want to do. That's what I do. It's not just working out. It's not just changing a meal plan. No, we got to sit down and figure out, so what's happening in your life that's causing you to keep running to these foods, you know, to these lifestyles.
Right.
And that's the thing
that
people don't want to do from doctors. Yes.
That's really good. That's good. And one thing, too, I mean, weight loss, and me, like you were saying earlier about your back, that's my thing. I've always been so healthy. People stereotype, they say, well, you're big, okay, well, do you have swollen feet? Do you have diabetes? You know, but I say no, and they're surprised. But, you know, that uncomfortable, that's what I said, they try to make these movements, and big is beautiful. But that's just unnecessary because big, to me, is stressful because my back. So I just, like you, you know, like you, just been and where you were, I don't know how many years ago you started, but and where you were at that moment when you decided, like, I got to do this for me and not for other people. And, you know, I think sometimes, many times, we look for other people to push us. But God began to tell me, he told me, and I thought maybe if I just share what God spoke to me to other people that they will become inspired too. But sometimes it don't work like that. Your journey, my journey, you get what I'm saying? It's all everybody got their own road to take. And I'm just learning with this weight loss journey for this season to take my own road, to focus on my own journey. And that's how I'm able to stay focused on the mark of the prize, which is weight loss. And that is leading us to our next question. We have listeners here on GAB Radio. I want you to take this moment, and I know we've been talking about
weight loss. But take this moment to speak to that one individual or those that may be struggling and just need a breakthrough. What would you say to them, that one thing that will break them?
The one thing that I always want to just get the message across is that your health is everything. Like, it is the foundation to everything that you do, your job, your business, your ministry, school, your family. And when you're not 100%, you're not going to be 100% for anything. If you are constantly worrying about, did I take my medication? Let me go check my sugar because I feel like it's too low, it's too high. Let me run to dialysis every other day. You're not going to be able to really be the person that God needs you to be, living out your purpose. And when you start to get healthy and you start to heal your body from the inside out, you are going to start having this open level of communication with God where now it's going to start making sense. Now you're going to start being able to take those steps so that you can live out the will that he intends for us to live out. And so many people don't look at it that way. So many people don't want, don't mention my children. Don't tell me that I need to be healthy for my kids. But you need to be healthy for the next generations. You know, I want us to start establishing lifestyles that's going to not just impact you. You know, it's not just about Tanisha. It's about generations. I don't have children right now, but I believe that God is going to bless me with children, and I want my children's children to have healthier lifestyle habits. I want us to break away from these generational curses of believing, well, because I'm big, then I'm going to be a diabetic, and reclaiming that. We got to break away from that and saying, I'm going to be healthy because I'm going to get on these airplanes, and I'm going to travel the world, and I'm going to do some extraordinary things, and I'm not going to have that stronghold of having to visit the doctor 7 times a month. Right, I'm not going to have to worry about whether or not Duane Reade or Walgreens is open because I need to go pick up my prescription. I want us to start eating the foods.
That's right.
Right? I need us to start eating the foods because, you know, when God created Earth, God created everything that we needed. It was already, He had all answers. All medicine was already there. And if we start to receive that, we don't have to worry, do I have enough pills? Can I go on vacation? I don't want you.
Amen.
I want you to start thinking about where this is going to go, the life that you're going to truly receive when you fully understand a healthy lifestyle. That's why you keep hearing me say it's a lifestyle. It's not just a way to live. It's a lifestyle. And I want your children and those thereafter to embrace that lifestyle. And not look at it as a diet, not look at it as another tool, but really saying, look, I got things to do, you know. And I know me, I'm hearing what God is, what he's doing and the things that he is, the doors that he's opened up in my life. And I got to be healthy for that, right?
That's right.
And that's all that I think about. I got to be healthy. When people start calling me out to other countries, I need to be healthy to go there.
That's right.
And I want to be able to be as long as I can, not having to run back. Oh, I got that doctor's appointment. They got to do my blood work because I got a new thing.
That's right.
Like, these are things that no one thinks about until it happens. You know, so that's what I want you to think about. Look at it as a lifestyle and just think about it like, it's time. Let me be the foundation of the change. If you're not healthy, your money is going to be impacted, your business, school, everything is going to have an impact. Nothing's going to receive 100% from you.
Amen. That's powerful, Tanisha. I want to take this opportunity to congratulate you on all your health books and your things that you're doing, just all the knowledge that God has given you. Congratulations on all your books. I know you are an author, so congratulations. Kudos. You have had special appearances on other radio outlets and also magazines, so kudos to you. We definitely honored to have you here today. Now, tell us more about your book. You're welcome. Tell us more about your book. How can we purchase them?
All right. The first book is called Transition to a Healthier You, and that book just outlines my entire weight loss journey. Currently, it is available only as an ebook. I am still in the process of putting it back out as a print, But you can go to my website, Tanisha Shanae, TanishaShanee.com, and you can purchase that as an ebook. If you have Amazon, you can also go to Amazon and purchase it. The second book that I came out with, you had a question?
No, I said, okay, that's good.
The second book, so God put this on my heart, and I don't know, I mean, I know why, but sometimes I'm like, God, you want me to do it that way? My second hardcover book is called The Healing Journal, Inspirational Words by Tanisha Shanae. And that's actually my first book that's classified as a Christian book. And that healing book, everything that I do, because when I think about even my journey, I was healing. I was healing from not just the pain in my body, but relationships, the way that I was thinking. And I wanted to just share with people just inspirational words as they journal. Many times we purchase a journal and we just open, and this is a blank piece of paper. And God said, give them inspirational words so that as they are writing, it will give them guidelines, not guidelines, but just change their mindset so that it's not just journaling all negative things. We want to start journaling some positive words. So the inspirational journal is actually available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and CreateSpace. If you want the link, you can go to my website as well, TanishaShanae.com, and you'll be able to get the direct link to those platforms so that you can purchase your hardcover. And it's actually both inspirational words for me and Bible scriptures that God led me to use for this this particular journal.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. How can our listeners contact you on social media if they just want to, you know, contact you for encouragement words or just wanted to connect with you in regards to your products that you have to offer? How can we find you on social media?
So you can always find me primarily on Facebook. If you look for me, Tanisha Shanae, TanishaShanee. My page is public, and you can add me as a friend. You can send me a message. I do a lot of inspirational videos on Facebook, so you're always free to view them, share them, be inspired by those videos as well. I'm on Periscope at Tanisha Shanae, and I'm also on Instagram at Tanisha Shanae. So those three are like the main platforms that I utilize. If you follow me on Twitter, you're just going to receive anything that comes from Facebook, and that's at Success the number 2.
Okay. And we do have a lot of pastors that listen in, and so for speaking engagements, you said that they can go to your website. That's www.TanishaShanae.com.
Yes. Or they can email.
Go ahead. Give us that email.
They can email booking, B-O-O-K-I-N-G, at TanishaShanae.com, and we would definitely get back to them.
All right. GAB Radio listeners, you heard it from Tanisha Shanae. She's an inspirational speaker, author, and lifestyle strategist. Connect with her. Again, she lost over 140 pounds. I've been inspired by her on social media, and I'm telling you, God is really doing something in her life. Get her at your events. Reach out to her, and I'm telling you, God is doing something new. And most importantly, keep it locked right here at gabradio.org. Tanisha, thank you so much for coming by and hanging out with us today.
No, thank you so much, and I definitely pray that your ministry grows and that this radio outlet continues to receive more awards beyond your measures.
Amen. And we'll talk to you all soon. Keep it locked right here at gabradio.org.